Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Joe Rogan is our guest tonight.
Yep.
Jogan. That'd be nice just shorten your name to Jogan.
Whatever you want to call
him. Joe Rogan, you know, from news radio, all those seasons, and now Fear Factor, which premieres tomorrow, Monday, June 11th, NBC, 8 o'clock. You've seen all the spots. And Joe, first let me say this. I worked on this movie for a day, Frank McCluskey, CI, yeah. I believe. It was, I did that like last week or something. Remember that,
Joe,
when
yeah.
I was late? Yes. I was told that Joe Rogan also did a scene in the movie, and where he played like an exotic dancer.
No, I played a porno star who had his penis insured. It was a very funny bunch of scenes we did.
They told us you were just naked, and I had no problem with it.
Whatever, man.
The whole time.
Not going to live forever.
It's all for his craft.
It's all for my craft. Yeah, well, it was a scene I had to be masturbating. That was what it was I was warming up for a scene.
Right.
And the guy didn't know what kind of an actor I was, and he was just he was an insurance investigator. It's very slapsticky, very funny. And he came in, and I was in the middle of warming up, you know. And the whole conversation, we talked about, like, finances and stocks and stuff. And I was
shoving
it.
Yeah, but the guy said, no, Joe was naked, and we, like, offered him some briefs and some stuff like that, but he wouldn't have it. And then it really dawned on me. You know the people who are cool? You know, not women, but you know the guys that are coolest with
Well, I wasn't
naked?
Totally naked.
No, we're totally naked. I
had a patch. Over the private, seriously. It was a flesh-covered patch that covered everything. It didn't cover my ass, but it covered the whole privates and the whole thing. And it was actually, they gave me a pair of shorts to wear, but the way the patch was on, it was on with double-stick tape. And when I would wear shorts and stuff, it was actually more uncomfortable than just wearing the patch.
Yeah. But what did the double-stick tape, what
pubes,
the other
bro.
Side, really?
Pubes, it hurt like hell. Pulled
really?
It off, I got a wig out of it. Yeah, it was excellent.
You got a merkin
shaved.
Out of it.
Yeah, I got a merkin.
You know,
I should have clearly shaved before that.
I was thinking, Joe looks good nude, and I thought, guys who look good nude have no problem being naked. Even guys who don't look that good nude have no problem being naked. Women don't really like it because they think they're, you know, the focus is being turned to them. But I see guys now. I saw a guy at a filling station at night with his shirt off, filling up. Like, it's like... And of course the guy was ripped and cut and shredded, but I just thought, at a certain point, you know, once the sun sets, and by the way, you're not jogging or playing handball. You're filling up your Jeep.
Yeah, but if he's driving around, with, you know, he didn't feel like wearing a shirt.
That's,
what's the big deal, you know?
That's true.
He's going to go on Sunset, pick up some chicks.
Poor guys. All right, so let's talk about Fear Factor. Tomorrow night, like I said, 8 o'clock, NBC. Did anyone get hurt doing this?
Yeah, not bad. You know, bruises, bumps and bruises. It's more scary than it is physically dangerous. Of course it's physically dangerous because they are stunts, but everything is, like, really well coordinated. And these stunt guys are, like, meticulous about it, and it's all really well planned out.
You see the game tonight, the Laker game, every break, Fear Factor.
Yeah. Yeah, they really went crazy. They're
banking
really pushing
hard on
the
this
hell
thing.
Out of it.
It's either going to be a huge success, like I said, or it's going to be canceled immediately. One of the others.
Does it seem with reality TV that's the way it's going?
It's not. See, this is the thing.
Is that all
TV? What is reality TV? I mean,
or
it's
whatever.
Not. It's a game show. That's all it is. It's a crazy game show.
Yeah,
I mean, what is reality about, you know, being suspended in a car 150 feet over a dam?
To tell the truth, was it reality show?
Yeah, so is Jeopardy. That's a reality show. They think The Weakest Link is a reality show. That's how it's classified.
Hold on a second, everybody. I'm just giving it a title so people can recognize.
Well, it's like those goofy things. It's like alternative music. You know, when it sells 10 million copies, can we stop calling it alternative, you know?
Right. Or underground or whatever.
There you go.
But, is it like those Japanese game shows where they're dumping the rats on the guy's head
well,
and stuff?
Well, it's the way it works is it works. It's there's three men and three women and there's three crazy stunts and we eliminate people with each stunt. At the end of the day, the last person
how do you
standing.
Eliminate them?
Well, they either can not complete the stunt or we do it on a distance or a time thing. I don't want to give away too much of it. It's like depending on which stunt. Like one of them was the dog attack. In the dog attack, we put people in a padded suit. We had them run across the finish line. We set a trained attack dog loose on them.
Oh.
and the attack dog tries to stop them. And, you know, that one, you know, there was a line that you had to cross. Right. If you didn't have to cross, the two people that are furthest from the line were eliminated.
Right.
So there was, we had to eliminate two people, and we could have eliminated far more if they just quit, if they couldn't deal, if they just bailed and just lied down and just couldn't take it. So that was one of them.
And you know who won. It's all been filmed.
Yeah, we did all nine of them. It's hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage. It takes forever to edit it. It's like 250 hours to edit each one of them.
Oof.
Each one 40-minute episode took 250 hours to edit.
Did you do any of the stunts yourself?
No, they wouldn't let me. I ate some of the stuff. I ate some nasty things. But they wouldn't let me physically do anything, like the insurance waivers and whatever, all that jazz.
Good, right?
I would have done a couple of them. Some of them look pretty fun, you know?
Yeah. Like the dog one, or the
dog one.
Semi going across from semi
done that.
To semi.
I would have done most of them. I wouldn't have done the rat pit.
Nah.
The rat pit was when we put them in the biker shorts and a tank top. We tied them to the bottom of an elevator shaft. We poured 400 rats on them, and they were crapping on them and biting them. It was horrifying.
Really? And how, for insurance purposes, I know these people sign waivers, but do you know that the rats don't have rabies?
Yeah. See, these aren't rats we just find in the street. You know,
right.
We don't tell them that.
Right.
These are all lab rats, and they're all well-raised. You know, they're taken care of. They're educated.
It's not like Willard is dropping in on
their head. No, and not only that, but they feed them constantly. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the rats are pooping so much, because, you know, if you don't feed rats, they'll eat each other, you know, especially if you have all of them together like that. So you have to have an abundance of food. So they were constantly eating, so they were all bloated, so they were just constantly crapping all over these people. You know, it was like for their own safety that they were getting crapped on.
And that was a time stunt?
Yeah, that was, they had, I think it was 4 or 5 minutes they had to lie there. It was horrible. One guy was, he was getting, like, his toes were getting nibbled, and he was screaming like a schoolgirl. It was horrifying.
Oh.
It was really the one moment while we were filming the show where I looked at the producer, and I went, I can't believe we're doing this. I really can't believe this. But if I was at home, I'd be loving it. I love freak shows.
Well, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Nicole?
Yes?
Yep. Hey, you're 19. Oh, hey, by the way, The Man Show's on right now on Comedy Central. I always forget about
that. When is that not on Comedy Central right now?
Sunday nights.
No, it plays all the time.
10 o'clock.
No.
Oh, yeah, well, I think Wednesday and Saturday, too.
There are more repeats today.
I don't know. Nicole?
Yes.
I saw the History of Man today on Comedy Central.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was very excited.
Thank you. Nicole? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, Nicole, what's up?
Okay, me and my boyfriend, like, have sex a lot, like, 4 times a day or whatever. But sometimes while we have sex, his penis will, like, go down in the middle of sex.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't come off. 4 times a day.
Is that normal?
It's normal. What's not normal is the sort of pace you're trying to get him to maintain. That's not normal.
But, whose idea is it?
No, like it's just started, though. He never had problems before.
How many weeks of this? How long have you been in this relationship?
How many weeks have I been in this relationship?
Yeah.
I've been 3 months.
Yeah, so he's sort of just...
the home stretch.
If you'll excuse the expression, petering out. And
Now listen, you women don't know this, but the guy you have sex with in the first month or two is not the same guy you have sex with in the second year or two.
That's his stunt double that steps
Well, what you're trying to do is you're trying to bang all of the penis from the last boyfriend out of her that time. And it's so,
clean the plumbing out.
But here's how the curve works. It's that they get with somebody. Hang on a second, Nicole. I haven't thought about this in a while, but they're with a guy.
Yeah.
And that guy bangs the bejesus out of her in every position for the first, month and a half, 2 months,
and
3 months,
and
right?
When Adam says that, every guy thinks of their girlfriend and they go, oh, no.
Oh, totally.
Every single guy that hears that goes,
I always say that. No guy ever wants to hear anything about it.
No.
All we want to hear is, my dick is huge. It's the only one you've ever seen.
That's right.
That's it. Lie to us and we can take it.
That's my mantra. Tell me how big Joe Rogan's dick is. That's what I tell every woman. That's all I want to hear. No, I every guy hates to hear this, but you've been on the winning end of a few of these battles, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've banged the bejesus out of other guys' girlfriends. You have left some in your wake who now have had to hear about Joe Rogan and his penis.
So this is getting kind of personal.
All right, but the point is, we all have. Drew certainly is a passionate man. That's why he
got into medicine. Drew's knocked it out a few times.
Yeah. So what happens is you go to town for the first 2 or 3 months, and then it starts to curtail off. You don't have to impress.
But you
anymore.
Really think that you're doing it to make up for the guys that she's had sex with before?
Well, you're excited. No, you're excited by
the
new blood, but also you want to put your best foot forward.
You don't want anybody else to have outperformed you, do you?
No, clearly.
Right. That's
clearly.
The whole deal.
Well, you want to, you know, especially if you're really into it, you want to make it worth her while.
All right, clearly. Yeah.
And you'd like to, just like in any sports, your first couple times at the plate, you'd like to really make solid contact.
Right.
And
you want to land those first jabs, let them know what time it is.
Right. And then if you cruise in round 7 through 9, no problem.
You're still worried.
You just want to get out front early, get a little lead. So you do that. And then you start to curtail off and you smooth out. And that's when you start, you know, cramping with the door open and breaking wind. And
that's when it's over. See, I refuse all that stuff. My girlfriend's
cruising.
In the bathroom. No, I'm not. I'm never going in
not
there.
Not her. You.
Even me. I don't want her going in there smelling my waist.
I'm just saying.
There's no need for that.
You relax a little bit. All the flossing and brushing you did before they came over, now you just take a swig of Scope and spit it in the kitchen sink. You know, you don't work quite as hard at everything.
Adam graduates to the Dutch oven once he goes in. He's there when he's farting and then cramming their head under the covers. That's when he's there.
Dutch oven. Laughing maniacally. And then it smooths out a little bit, and then you're out, and then the next guy comes in, and his job, obviously, is going to do a better job than you because you guys had started, you've been coasting for 6 months. That's what guys do. Now, this guy's at the end of his bang the bejesus period.
He would be, except he's got a problem here. He's got Nicole as a sexual compulsive. We got to find out about
really?
That.
Really? Yeah. Nicole?
Compulsive.
How old are you, Nicole? You're 19?
Yes, I'm 19.
Is this your idea to have sex 4 times a day?
No, it just happened.
Are you just really hot? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's really hot.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm very hot, too.
No, you're the one that sort of urging the 4 times a day. Is that accurate?
No, I'm not urging it. It's just, it's like, at first we didn't have sex all the time, but now it's like, I mean, he wants it too, and all he'll right. say, oh, you know, let's like go in the room or whatever, but...
maybe he's a sexual compulsive. I mean, sexual compulsive
yeah,
will...
I think it could be him.
Okay,
too.
It could be.
But
I mean,
the thing is, though, like, we'll try again because it will go down, and he'll go back up, and then it will go back down, like, in the middle of sex.
Yeah, but the point is he's...
But that's
he's,
on the fourth trip to
yeah,
the plane, right? If,
so what exactly is a sexual compulsive?
Sexual compulsive is someone who continues to have sex in spite of... A sexual addict is somebody that continues to have sex in increasingly risky behaviors in spite of the consequences. So they spend money on it. They ruin relationships with it. They just, and it gets worse and worse and worse. A sexual compulsive is usually someone that was sexually abused or somehow traumatized in childhood, and a lot of that energy gets turned into a sexual energy at puberty, and they can never get satisfied. They're always constantly at it. Never it's enough, never good enough.
So if it's negative, if there's negative consequences, that's what makes
consequence,
you a sexual
consequence
compulsive.
Determines addiction. It's the inability to be satisfied that determines the
But
addiction.
How do you draw the line between someone who's a sexual compulsive and someone, a dude, is just really horny?
It's sometimes...
Gray.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a guy that's really horny. I mean, right. if he does not have a history of sexual abuse, then that diagnosis is sort of called in.
Because I know a lot of my friends I could put in that category, but I don't think they're messed up. I don't think.
No, but it's the guys who's, you know, their fiance tells them if they catch them calling the phone sex line one more time, the relationship's over, and the guy still picks up the phone.
It's the hooker dudes that always freak me out. I never understand the hooker thing. You know, I know so many guys that have done the hooker thing, and I'm like, what is that?
Well,
I don't even get that a little bit. Like, you could always just whack it, and instead you call the hook. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand the hooker thing either. It's
because you got to think about who was there before you. You know what Chris Farley looking dude was sweating over right before you, and then she just lightly towels off and comes over to your apartment or whatever.
To me, it's such a sad.
It's terrible.
You can't treat that person as a human.
Well, it's like the porn star thing. I was talking.
You guys
are
talking about BJs,
this.
Though, right? I
mean, no,
BJ,
of course not.
That's
No. That and pearl necklaces. But I was talking about a buddy of mine about porno stars. About the worst thing about watching porn is you meet a bunch of porno stars, and then you can never watch porn again. Like, you can never watch them again because you're like, they're
worse.
All a mess.
Steven, they're a mess, and you realize that they were the abused children.
Right, but every guy likes to think that they're just hot sex.
No.
Hot chicks who love sex.
No such thing.
But hot chicks who love sex, they have sex with their boyfriends. You know, they don't have sex with like fishermen on camera in front of like 50 union guys with microphones dangling over
their
heads.
They're not doing you bangus, your anus fine.
I've met too many of them. I've met too many of them now. I can't watch. This is depressing to me, you know?
Well, I've met a lot of them, too, and I can't watch with the sound up. I still continue to watch, but not with the sound up. I don't know what the answer to Nicole's question is, by the way.
Cut back. Don't have sex so often.
Okay, yeah, tell the dude to take. When I was a kid, when I was 21, I had a girlfriend, and we had sex so much that I actually got like a burn on my dick.
Oh yeah,
did I say that?
Yeah.
Like not, like a burn, but it was like a braided.
Yeah.
You know, it was like worn out. You know, it was ridiculous.
That is the beauty of the young male, isn't it?
Right.
He'll wear his penis off if he can.
We did. Right. One time we tried to see how many times we did. We did it 6 times in one day. It was just stupid. Yeah. It was just for no. And you know, after like the second, you don't want to really do it anymore. You're just seeing what you can do.
That's right. She's back in Chicago listening to the radio show with her husband, 4-month old right now.
Yeah. Oh, you said
didn't say any names.
Show.
Tracy.
Uh huh.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was raised in a Christian home, and now I've discovered that I have a mad crush on Angelina Jolie, and that goes against everything I was raised with, and I'm thinking about becoming a Wiccan, and it's just...
Is Angelina Jolie a Wiccan?
No.
She's a Wiccan. No. She's just insane.
No, but I just...
Yeah.
I don't know what to do exactly.
Why do you have a crush on her? What is it about her?
I think she looks good.
Just physically? Just the way she looks?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I don't know. Like 5'2".
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it was a crazy question. Most people don't know whether 7 foot or 4.5 foot. I know. 5'2", how much you weigh?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Well, you're Wiccan material then. Because they only take the big ones.
Okay.
So if you're a big gal, you're already in. You're like a legacy. I don't think you have to pass the test.
What went on in your home? This was not a calm, peaceful Christian home, was it?
Yeah, it was. I think so. I mean, it wasn't perfect. Nothing's perfect.
Well, what was not perfect about it?
Just, you know, a lot of deaths in my family, you know, stuff like that.
Who died?
My grandmother.
Yeah. That's not enough. I mean, we liked your grandmother, and we miss her terribly, but that's not what you're.
What are you trying
at.
To protect yourself from?
I don't know. It's like, I was raised that, you know, homosexuality is wrong, and...
Yeah, well, but were you raised, like, with a whip, or some sort of ruler over, you know, some sort of Damocles, that if you engage in anything other than the letter of what people espoused, you'd be damned to hell, this kind of thing?
No, it wasn't like that.
All right. Well, are you doing all right in school? I mean, you're just depressed, right? So you're fantasizing about Angelina Jolie and the Wiccans.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you do okay in school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't you just do that and worry about your religion later? What Wiccans, believe me, this Wiccans, a bunch of fat chicks who sit around. That's it. It's just a bunch of 300-pound women. That's it.
Tracy, I just wonder why you'd, if you're, I'm just explore a little bit. I mean, I agree with Adam, you're depressed. It sounds like you make me feel like you're trying to protect yourself from people, and maybe your weight is a way of not letting other people in and sort of keeping them out. And why, if you sort of were adhering to a Christian religious sort of set of beliefs, why would you suddenly reject all that and go to a religion that's very, very different?
Because it's like, every religion believes in that, in that religion, because, you know, there's some proof, you know, there's something to go on, or else they wouldn't believe in it. And it's just...
Really?
Well, not necessarily. Yeah. It's just a book. And, you know, there's so many contradictions in the Bible as it is.
Make sense. Exactly.
All right. But what about Wiccans and lesbianism for that? That doesn't make sense.
Lesbian makes a lot of sense. that does, dude. You're out of line.
All right. You're right. Joe's right. Hey, Tracy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that you have a problem.
Look at it this way. At least you're not attracted to, like, Delta Burke, you know?
Yeah,
you're attracted to a hot chick. So, good for you.
And I know this has been touched on millions and millions of times, but how insane is Angelina Jolie?
She's pretty cuckoo.
I mean, when...
But those are the good ones, dude. You gotta love that.
When she... I guess you do, but when she was... You know, getting her Golden Globe or whatever, and looking at her brother in the audience, and it's one thing to say,
hey, Mark, I love you. This is for you, buddy. You know? Or, hey, I just want to send some love out to my brother. But when you look at the guy and you go, I am so in love with you right now. Like, when you put the right now on the end of it.
Well, you know what I read that's really creepy? I read a weird article with her where they were talking about her relationship with her father and how they get on the phone and they talk in character. Like, they'll each be working on a specific movie and they won't break character. Like, they'll get on the phone and they'll be in character having these conversations. I'm like, oh, excellent.
Ooh.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You know how great she must be in the sack, dude?
Oh, my God.
She must be phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
The deep end.
Like crazy stripper, porn star, abused.
She's better than all that because she's ignored. Like, I don't think she was abused. She was just ignored. The abused ones, they cry a lot.
Crazy is always good. Translates into great sex.
Well, with her, you can tell, dude. You can just tell.
But, I mean, she's got Billy Bob Thornton's blood in a vial around her neck. And she,
does she?
Yes.
I love her.
They both... each other's blood in a vial around each other's neck, and every time she gets interviewed, she just keeps talking about how she wants to make love for days and nights to her husband.
But isn't that more interesting?
Bizarre.
Isn't that more interesting as a crazy person than the crazy person like Jennifer Lopez, who changed her name to J-Lo and wants everybody to call her that, and like always talks about how, you know, like right. I read her interviews, they're so uninteresting because it's all just, you know, ego based, and you know how she's going to take roles away from other women, and she's
so no longer interested in the narcissist. Now we went to frankly psychotic.
Psycho is so much better. Yeah. Psycho chicks are the best.
Now I think Joe is right here because
clearly,
look, we've all clearly derive some entertainment from Angelina Jolie's bizarre life, right?
Dude, I think she's great.
Have we really gone beyond the days of P.T. Barnum? Or are we just trying to change? No, we haven't really.
We're never gonna change. We're talking monkeys.
All right, we will. I happen to agree with you.
By the way,
the monkeys who are in the studio are gonna take a little break, and when we come back, we'll speak to Caleb, who's 16. Mom just got married. His 18-year-old stepsister hits on him. Oh, that's good. With Joe Rogan after this.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Who's that? Is that the Cult?
Yeah, wow.
They got a signature sound, that Cult.
They're back.
Yeah, speaking of the Cult being back, they're going to be on this show on Tuesday.
So I always loved those guys.
Yeah.
It's so different. That Sanctuary song?
You kind of knew a Cult song. You knew what you were getting, but it was kind of like the Ramones, which was you liked what you were getting.
Right.
Like one guy was telling me the Ramones the other day. He goes, they only had one song, but it was really good. So I was like, okay, fine. Joe Rogan is here. Fear Factor is the name of his show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, NBC. Drew can be found on Oprah tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That when's that, like 10?
Whenever.
10:30?
Check. It's 3 out here, I think.
Bitch slapping Dr. Phil around.
No, he's not. Just me and Oprah.
Straight now.
All right. Yeah. But there may be a new sheriff in town. Dr. Drew, everyone. Oprah tomorrow.
I still want to know how you found out what the hell happened there.
A guy named Jason Schrift, who works on The Man Show, one of our segment producers, is a guy... His girlfriend works on Oprah, and he apparently got the skinny from her.
Yeah, but she called up and said, you'll never guess what happened today. What the hell
said
is that?
Said that Drew went up to the sofa and spent the whole day on the sofa, and that's a
what
big
happened?
Deal. Drew went to do Oprah last Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I thought it was going to be the usual cluster F where he's in there.
Right.
With 14 other guys.
In amongst all the other doctors doing nothing.
In fact, he said it will be me. It looked like the album cover of...
Sergeant Pepper. That's what I said. Because whenever... Drew's done this before where he goes, I'm doing Larry King. And I'm like...
You are here.
You're doing Larry King? Yeah. And I go, you and one army. And as it turns out, it's Larry King, Drew, and, you know, 35 other so-called experts. But Drew was actually up there sitting next to Oprah the whole show. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. So we can look forward to seeing that tomorrow.
Good time.
Caleb?
Yeah. I made that call up, by the way. But,
All right. Why?
What?
You got something good fast?
Well, I don't really have much good, but...
All right.
What was that about?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people call the show and they go, I made up the call. And then they think we're supposed to...
Keep them on the line.
Yeah. We'll get rid of them.
Reward them.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Thank them for making up the call.
Right. You're 24. What's up?
Well, I went to see my doctor in February because I wanted to be put on the pill.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, you know, you have to wait till the first Sunday after you start your period to start the pill.
Right.
Well, I haven't had my period since then, and I've taken many pregnancy tests, and I'm not pregnant.
Were you having your regular periods prior to this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's a lying spyway.
I'm sitting on my front porch. Yeah, I'm fairly irregular. Usually it's only about 2 months in between periods, though.
Did you have any spotting or anything like that?
No, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you been? Did he test you for the irregular periods at the time they gave you the pills?
No, you know, she really didn't ask me any kind of questions. It was.
What do you mean, test? How do you test someone
well,
for that?
For instance, their thyroid condition. Just rule out the things that could be affecting the period. And usually, it's some irregularity of your own sort of internal cycling mechanisms. And the pill will reestablish normal cycling. If somebody doesn't have one of the things you want to rule out is polycystic ovarian syndrome, for instance. Are you kind of overweight at all?
I am a little bit. Within the last year, I've gained weight pretty fast, and I was told to have my thyroid checked out.
Yeah, your thyroid, you want to make sure you don't have what's called PCO, polycystic ovarian syndrome. These are all important things.
Right.
And it may just be the weight itself. So I would go back, get it properly checked out.
Either the weight and screwed up her period?
It can. And or
too much pressure on the vagina closed it up?
What it does is stops.
Inner thighs mashing together.
Stops her cycling. Stops the cycling. By the fat produces
masturbation.
The fat produces a lot of estrogen, right. And that tends to suppress the cycling that would normally occur. But I would say, you know, if you had the workup properly done and you still no period, you might just go ahead and start the pill. But
that's what I wanted to know.
But you want your doctor, you want to get the proper workup first, all right?
Okay, so I need to see the doctor before I can actually.
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I need. Thank you very much.
All right. Good times. Let's talk to Melissa. Is 20. Melissa?
Hi.
What's up?
All my life, my mother's pretty much just thrown me aside. When she was pregnant with me, nobody knew until the day I was born, pretty much. And my grandparents raised me. And I lived with both of her little sisters and whatnot.
Both of whose little sisters?
My mom's. Both of her little sisters.
All right.
Grandparents raised her.
So, okay.
So the grandparents must be a piece of work, too.
The grandparents were raising, okay.
Yeah, I'm the oldest grandchild, and they raised me and yada, yada, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, my whole life I've had serious problems in relationships. I don't know if it's something to do with the way my mother did me, because I'd never, you know, my grandfather was an alcoholic, so I really didn't have much of a father figure around.
Well, look, just being abandoned by your mom can create profound, profound problems with being able to trust and open to people.
Yeah.
Secondly, trying to manage an alcoholic in your life who's really your primary caretaker by itself can have substantial effects on your relationship.
Plus,
so you've had really two big hits.
Old guys are almost like alcoholics anyway.
Yeah.
Old grandparents, I mean.
Yeah, they walk around in their pajamas with erections. They either out of line. You know what I mean? So old guys who are drunk.
How many old guys with erections have you been around?
Oh. Oh, you'd be surprised. I just mean an old guy who's drunk is just figuring, F it, I got nothing to lose anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's scary to a young kid.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, there's more to it. Like, when I was living with my grandparents, they're truck drivers, and they were always away. And so, my mom's youngest brother, who is 8 years older than me, was always taking care of me, too.
He sexually abused you?
No, he didn't, actually. But when I was about 11 years old, I finally moved in with my mom and my stepdad. She was pregnant with my little sister at the time. But ever since I was probably 11 or 12, I've been real uncomfortable around my stepdad. And I don't know if maybe he's done something to me and I've blocked it out of my...
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably just don't like guys. How many kids has your mom had?
She's had me, then I have a little brother she put up for adoption when I was 5.
Ooh, how about that? Nice.
But
yeah.
at what point do you just put a mop handle up her and break it off? You know, I mean, from a societal standpoint, it's like, listen, you coked up old witch. What the hell are you doing? Stop having the goddamn kids. You're single-handedly bringing down the United States. You got, you know, you're giving kids up for adoption. You got another kid over the grandparents' house.
She's actually raised my little sister, so I can't really.
Well, even worse.
Yeah, well, but, you know, you need your strippers and
right. That's true.
Stars.
How old's your little sister?
She is 9.
Uh-oh.
So, and then I always get crap because we have no relationship, but you know, there's 12 years difference, so that's not going to happen.
Right. Sure.
And also, I'm also a recovering coke addict of 3 years.
All right. Well, listen, you stay focused on a very, very diligent program of recovery, because that will do you a lot of good in terms of improving your ability to make relationships, all right? Okay. You have a sponsor now?
No, actually, I do not. I haven't had one in about 3 years.
You get yourself a sponsor. You work your steps through again. You focus on that fourth and fifth step. Open up to that person, and that will substantially improve your ability to trust and open to other people as well, okay?
Are you working?
Yeah, I'm a waitress at a high-profile restaurant, whatever. I make pretty good money.
You actually sound, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, Adam, you sound pretty good.
Yeah.
She doesn't give you that feeling that she should give you, right?
No.
And that means your recovery is going pretty well, but you can go even deeper, and that will really help you get what you want out of relationships.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. The feeling you're talking about, Drew, is the feeling where you want to cry while you're beating the crap out of them.
Yes, exactly. Like, and run out of the room screaming.
Right. They're like these horribly, horribly abused, poor people that have led these tragic lives who you want to kill. Because they're so angry and so annoying. Mm-hmm. At the same time they're telling you about being raped, you're thinking, if I could just get in one clean punch. That's the feeling we're usually talking about, yeah, right? And yeah. we didn't have that with Melissa.
Not at all. Not all at right? all. It was just striking.
Good times. Jade? You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to make a comment on something you guys were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking to a girl, and you were talking about how Wiccans are just fat ladies that sit around.
Fat what?
Fat ladies, fat chicks.
Right.
Sit around and talk or whatever. Well, I wanted to make a statement because I'm a Wiccan, and I'm also a lesbian, and I'm very lightweight, and it's not just girls.
Do you have a big girlfriend?
Actually, I have no girlfriend.
Oh, really? And yeah. And how long have you been a lesbian and a Wiccan?
I've been a lesbian for 7 months. And I've been a Wiccan for 4.
I think you have to do it for a year to be officially considered a lesbian.
I'd like to combine the lesbian and Wiccan and just go with Lickin. Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems?
I think Wesbian.
Wesbian?
No,
but Lickin really describes the action of the lesbian.
Quiet. Yeah, you're right.
I'm hunting Wesbians.
All right, so what'd your parents do? Freak you out?
Actually, I only live with my mom. I told her she's like the coolest mom in my opinion. She's raised me really well. We've hit rough patches, but she took it all in stride. She's come to a PFLAG meeting for me before. And
a what? What is that?
PFLAG?
What's a PFLAG?
Parents, friends, and families of lesbians and gays.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. But notice no mention of dad here.
No.
Where's dad?
I could care less. From what I know, because my mom left him when I was 4, he was a jerk, and he was also addicted to all kinds of stuff, obsessive, drunk.
Right. All right.
And he was also schizophrenic.
What goes on at those PFAG meetings?
PFLAG.
Oh, PFLAG. Sorry.
Dude.
Actually, the parents, mostly, they come, and a lot of them are in distress because they're like, oh, my God, my son or daughter is gay. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. And they'll be crying. And so they come to these to get reassurance, and there'll be people there. And other parents are saying, well, it's all right. You know, this is who they are.
Right.
And, I mean, you've lived with them for this many years, and you've accepted them so far. But
Have you ever seen Cher at one of those meetings?
No.
I think she's done some of those.
Has she?
Yeah. That's what I hear. Hey, Jade. All right, so listen, you're Wiccan, but you're not fat.
Can I ask you this?
But you're 15. Give it time.
Yeah. What is the philosophy behind this whole Wicca thing? What's the deal with it? The Wicca's a kind of chair. Wicca and Wiccan isn't the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, sorry.
Do you want my opinion on it?
Yeah. Well, what is your take on it? Why are you a Wiccan? Because I'm not even sure exactly what it is. I saw some interview with a guy from Godsmack was talking about being a Wiccan. That's the only thing I know about Wiccan. Worshipping the earth or something.
Right. It's about recycling.
What's it about?
The thing most people get confused about it is they think
we collect cans and bottles.
Worshipping the devil.
What are you worshipping? Or what is the deal?
Actually, it's earth healing magic in a way.
Magic?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a lot like paganism, but Wiccans are more passive.
Right.
So what do you do? Like, how do you heal the earth?
Well, we don't really heal Earth. We do our best not to hurt it, but we don't try to go around.
The magic part is the part that I'm very curious about.
It's really hard to explain. It's like It's not something you can physically see. You can see it mentally if you can imagine it.
So you guys like sit around and imagine the world is a better place?
No. Me and my friends, because all of us are Wiccan, we get together, we worship like solstice, and we just go through a ritual.
Right.
And a ritual sounds really bad, but it's the best I can explain it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for shedding light on the Wiccan religion. Wait, hey, Jade?
Huh?
All right, you're fine. I'm just saying, though, at 15, there's still time to put weight on, so just take it slow. Okay, because when you become Wiccan, I think your metabolism slows down or something. All I know is we've talked to, we had Wiccans in here, did we not?
Drew? There was no Wiccans when I was in high school.
Like, look, they don't know what they do because it's about the earth. It's about healing the earth. It's about praying. No, we don't use potions. No, we don't cast spells. No, we're not witches, but we like the earth. But it's like
they do magic.
My mom likes the earth. But, you know, she recycles. She goes to the Whole Foods place and buys brown rice. You know, is she a Wiccan? No. It's more than that. But every time I try to take a Wiccan and figure out, you know, basically give them the microphone and ask them what it's about, I never quite get an answer.
Well, what's
do you?
Starting this trend with kids becoming Wiccans?
Oh.
Because it's kind of like a trend, right? I mean, it hasn't really been going on that long.
You know what?
Why is a lot of lesbians are doing that?
What it is, is Wiccan is essentially a gang for overweight lesbian women. Whereas we have the Crips and the Bloods, and we have the Aryan gangs, and we have all these groups for guys who are brought up in less than desirable environments. They get to go somewhere and be with their own. That's what this is.
So there's nothing about being a lesbian, about being a Wiccan that coincide, that resonate in some way.
No.
It's just a place where lesbians are, therefore I go there.
Yes. You talking about you or one?
You and me both.
I see.
Speaking as a Wiccan.
Joe Rogan is our guest tonight. Fear Factor is the name of the show. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. NBC. We'll take a little break and we'll be back.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Yep, it is Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Joe Rogan is our guest tonight. You, why do you know him from news radio all those seasons and soon to be seen on Fear Factor, which is coming out tomorrow, 8 o'clock, NBC. There you go. He knows his way around the microphone, too. He just gave a great head nod there. Tara?
Yes?
You're 23.
Yes?
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually from Northern Kentucky, but I don't want to say Kentucky because I live 5 minutes from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this awful situation about
me. This is that energy we were talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tara.
Is it so bizarre? Well, I have never, ever had an orgasm in my life, and I will be, you know, a disgusting girl and admit to you that, yes, I've been with 120 guys.
Whoa, how old are you?
I'm 23. And I was a virgin until I was 18, and I'm being honest about this. Honest as hell.
Wow. And do you know, so you said the 123, that's the exact number?
No, 120.
A 120? I'm sorry.
Why? What do you do for a living?
Between 100 and 130. I don't know. I made a list one day, and I actually remembered enough to be up to 100.
Yeah. You know, it's great.
That's in 5 years?
I don't, and it's localized, because I live... You know, I live in a little local town. I get a little local bars, and it's been localized.
You're the only chick with a working vagina in your town or something? What the hell's going on? How do you have sex with that many guys?
I've never had an orgasm in my life. Never. And I don't know what it is. People tell me, and I'm like, well, you know, I sit there and I think, you know.
Have you been in love?
Yes, I had a boyfriend for 2 years, but I never had one with him either.
Hold on. Drew, she was in love with 65 through 115.
No.
You had a boyfriend for 2 years, so it's really only been 3 years you've been banging around like this.
Before I dated him, 18. You only been with, after him, half of his friends.
All right.
Yeah, well, okay.
But it was after we broke up, so I don't think it's that bad.
All right, here's the deal. Is there bipolar illness in your family?
No, but I do have panic disorder. I have ADD. Yeah. I was on Zoloft for depression.
Yeah, well, Zoloft will make it so you can't have orgasms.
But you know what? I haven't taken Zoloft in like a year and a half.
Are you taking anything else?
No, I drink alcohol.
Drink what?
Alcohol.
Wow, that's a bizarre pronunciation of alcohol.
That's a Northern Kentucky wishes she was in Cincinnati pronunciation.
You sound just so hyper and so spun.
But I want to know why I'm not having orgasms.
Well, because you've not had an intimate relationship.
I loved Adam, though. I loved him. And I never had one with him. And I did him every night. I mean...
Well, that may have been his problem, but the point is...
This,
wait a minute.
You know, what makes you have an orgasm?
Oh, she's saying never had him?
Never had an orgasm.
Never. I don't know what it is. What it's like, why it happens.
I swear to God, she just said, I loved Adam.
Adam. Her boyfriend was named Adam, too. There's a lot of other Adam. Adam and Eve. Then, remember
I
that
didn't
guy?
Hear the Adam
and then
part.
She said, I loved Adam, and I never had him.
Yes.
An orgasm.
Right.
Now, here's the deal, Tara.
Hold on. Did you talk about the guy's name Adam earlier?
Yes,
no.
But here's the deal. These tangential references, the pressured speech, the verbal speed, the pressure behind the speech, all that goes with hypomania, okay? And so sometimes when people are acting out sexually like this, it's actually because they're bipolar. And hypersexuality becomes part of manic depression.
But I'm thinking, are you telling me I'm bipolar?
Well, I'm just.
I thought I was one time.
Who thought that?
My doctor never told me. You know, I'm not thinking that. But I'm thinking, is it maybe like the fact that I think I should have an orgasm is why?
Relax. Yes, that's part of it, but
take
also,
down a notch, kid.
Also, it's this
take it off the orgasm.
You see, see how the thinking jumps around.
I don't know how tangential it is. She's been on orgasm since the moment she called, and she's not left it.
But, I drink alcohol. I've never masturbated. I'm scared of it.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I play that again, Anderson.
No, I drink alcohol.
I drink alcohol.
Tara, you hear that?
That is crazy.
Tara, do you hear that?
Do you hear
alcohol? No.
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 Are you high now at all?
No, I'm drunk.
Are you drunk?
You're drunk?
You do any speed?
No.
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 I'm scared of drugs.
What is this no? Where are you getting that from? That's a weird accent.
I'm sorry.
No, but what is that? Do your friends do that? Is that like a new thing?
What? This is my thing.
Whoa.
When a guy pisses me off and he acts stupid.
Okay, this is all related.
And I go, why are you acting stupid like that? Because he's stupid. You make fun of him. Like,
Tara.
Is this before or after you have sex with him?
No, this isn't when we're having sex.
Tara.
This is in general when they're on drugs and retarded.
Again, we're trying to explore why you choose so many partners that are so ungratifying.
Okay.
Were you sexually abused when you were growing up?
No, never. I was a virgin until I was 18.
Her dad was an alcoholic.
Alcoholic. My dad is a big old alcoholic. He doesn't like me. I haven't talked to him in about...
Dad's an alcoholic.
I have a baby brother with him.
Dad's...
Not with him. Oh, my God, I didn't mean that. No. I have a baby brother. He has a baby brother with my stepmom.
All right, hold on, Drew. I know crazy people, let me talk to her.
Where's your mom?
My mom's in Seattle right now. She doesn't like me.
Okay, so mom's abandoned. Dad's an alcoholic. You're probably an alcoholic.
My mom's remarried. She's married to a lawyer.
Why doesn't your mom like you?
Me? I am a loser.
Wow.
What
a loser.
Because I was in school for 4 years, and then I just dropped out, and they had sex and drank every night, and tried to find that right lover, and tried to have it.
Yeah, but Tara,
I can't do it.
Let's be serious here. You've got a psychiatric problem.
Why do you think... Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Like, what kind of a doctor?
Dr. Drew?
Gee.
Why are you acting stupid like that?
How'd you figure that out?
and Tara...
No, he's great at basketball. He's fantastic. He's so good at basketball, that's why we call him.
He's got a PhD in plants.
Like, he doesn't kill you.
What?
Now it's like turning into like not a sex thing. It's turning into a personality.
That's right.
That's
clearly,
right. It's sex.
Well,
is
you about personality things? Then I can tell you what I do every day.
Sex. What do you do?
Well, when I call people to give surveys and they don't want to do it, I want to throw the phone across the room and break.
All right. Sex is always just a piece of expression of who you
when
are.
When I get really mad, I want to like break something.
I know, but Tara, you need this all treated. You need some help, and the sex stuff will take care of itself if you get the bigger. Situation.
So something, though. I really want to have one.
That will come later. First,
does
this
happen or do you make it?
No, it just happens. But it requires you to have a stable...
But you have to hear the funniest story of the night. I have never masturbated, but I did one time. One time, and it was with a kitchen table banana. I swear on my life. Why are you acting stupid like that?
And did it work? Did you have an orgasm?
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I liked it, but I didn't do anything.
Okay, you've never you don't masturbate. What if you got yourself yourself a vibrator?
I have one, but I've never opened it up out of the box.
Well, why don't you open it up and put some batteries in it and see if you can give yourself an orgasm?
Can every woman have an orgasm?
No.
But why don't the ones that don't?
All right, because they're crazy.
But many of them can't masturbate because they need intimate. Some women need intimate connection for the sexual piece to work.
You haven't agreed like you're.
All right, hold on. Let me wrap it up with Tara over here. By the way, you must be attractive, right?
I'm 5'3". Big old.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey, radio, honey. I don't know what you can get away with in Kentucky.
She's got big old what? Boobs?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You see... First off, here's the beauty of men. This woman is clearly insane, and listening to her speak is really like listening to somebody's teeth grind on a sharpening wheel.
Yes.
But yet, she will find a new partner every
single night.
Yeah, but
this is the wrong kind of crazy for sex. This isn't like the Angelina Jolie crazy. This is the won't shut up
but
crazy.
The point is there's
a guy willing to take her home every night.
They're probably
five guys every night because she's got a tight ass and a big rack, and that's the beauty of men. Okay.
Clearly.
Tara... You need psychiatric help.
Absolutely.
You need to talk to a doctor for your head, and then you straighten that out, and you get your orgasm.
That's right.
So you cannot skip mode A. You must go to the A section. That's the shrink, and then you go to the B section. That is the orgasm.
Now, seriously, I know a girl, and this is a real question. I know a girl who said there was nothing wrong with her. She was a normal person. She said I never had sex with her. She said she never had an orgasm.
We will address it after the break.
Okay. All right.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yep. Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew. That's Joe Rogan over there. Fear Factor is the name of the show that he's hosting, which is out tomorrow. Has anyone else got some female who's like out in the field or anything?
No, just me.
Oh, that's good.
24/7 with those freaks.
You guys, were you guys all over doing that?
All over California. Not even just Southern California. All, you know, like from Palmdale up to like, you know, half hour south of the LAX.
What was the process?
Well, I was involved there. From what I understand, they just set up stands at like concerts and stuff and said, do you want to be on a game show where you face your fears or blah, blah, blah. And you can get people to do anything today.
What's the prize for winning it?
$50,000 every week someone will win.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's not bad.
So it turns over each week, this new set of contestants.
New people every week.
All right, that is 8 o'clock on NBC tomorrow night, everybody.
It's a freak show. You got to watch. Oh, yeah. The orgasm thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because this girl I knew, she was not crazy, and I wasn't having sex with her, so she had no reason to lie.
Yeah.
And she was a nice person.
How old was she?
I think she was 23, and she had a sister that was the same way.
But most women before the age of 18 have difficulty having an orgasm. Most. After 18, it starts happening. The vast majority, though, only during oral sex. Most women have difficulty masturbating because in order, it's not like a male at all. The male, you know, it happens automatically. It's just one moving part.
Yeah, what is it that makes a woman, I know physically how to do it, but I mean, what is the biological mechanism? Like, what is the deal?
It's a spinal reflex, but in men, it's purely a spinal reflex.
Right.
In women, they need something going on in the central nervous system of the brain in order for that spinal reflex to be activated. In some women. Some women, it's very active and very different. But and that's the thing about women is their response, the spectrum of response is extremely broad. Some women are multi-orgasmic, some women have anorgasmic, some women are just during intimate contact, some women can masturbate, some women can't. Men, all the same. It's all the same.
Like, I'll give you an example. I would love to see what percentage of hostages and...
continue to masturbate.
What percentage of male hostages squeeze one off within their first 3 days
Hotel
of captivity?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, they're, right. They're at the Hanoi Hilton. Yeah.
Right.
And war prisoners, by the way, have beat off within the first few days of captivity. I bet it's at an alarmingly high rate.
Yeah, for relaxation purposes.
Yes.
Right.
For women, no way.
No way. As a guy, you could hear like your buddy who was the navigator in the F-16 that just got shot down being tortured in the next room, you could probably still squeeze one off. in adverse conditions, it might add a few minutes, but I bet a guy would still get one off. Women would probably, the whole 5 years they were there,
no way.
They wouldn't do it.
Think about it.
Right.
And it's, there's an even a more interesting part of it is that I hear this from lesbian couples is that after a few months, sex just kind of stops.
What?
Yeah,
with the lesbians?
Yeah, they for many lesbians.
Lickens.
This is very common.
Sex becomes not such an issue. So men are the ones that sort of push that a little bit.
Oh no, man, I know a lot of girls who push it.
again, it's that broad spectrum. The big, big spectrum of differences.
But with lesbians, there's less of a broad spectrum? It's a tighter
spectrum? No,
there's
a spectrum too, but it's common. I mean, for a heterosexual couple, that would be like, whoa, something's wrong with the relationship. Right. For lesbian couples, that's apparently common for it to sort of...
Well, if you look at it this way, that a lot of couples that have been together for a long time, monogamous relationships, heterosexual couples, they have been married for 8 years, it starts to slow down, but the guy usually keeps it moving along.
Yeah.
Now you replace the guy with another woman.
See, I disagree with that, because I think a lot of times it's the woman who's trying to keep it moving along, because the guy's gotten bored.
Sometimes
the woman is like, come on, we don't have sex anymore.
Right, but the woman sometimes is more like, come on, we don't do anything romantic. Come on, you don't bring me flowers.
And
come
then,
on.
And then she's like, come on, we're not having sex enough. I'm afraid you're going to do something different.
Right. Right, I'm afraid you're leaving.
Right. And a lot of it, too, is, come on, we never do that stuff you used to do when you were trying to bang me.
Right.
All that lead-up stuff, the dinners, right. The looking into the eyes, the paying attention, all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah, I have a question. When me and my girlfriend have sex, after, like, 15 minutes or so, she starts to have a little pain. Like, she compares it to, like, a rug burn feeling.
Mm-hmm. Is she lubricating normally?
She appears to be.
Are you using a condom?
Yeah.
So she could be irritated from the condom or even reacting allergically to the condom.
Are you hung like a horse, dude?
What's that?
Are you hung like a horse?
About 7.5.
After what period of time?
Yeah, that's good.
After what period of time does she start to complain?
Not big for a horse, but good.
After what period of time does she complain about this?
Just after probably 10, 15 minutes, she's starting, you know, I can see it in her face, she's hurting.
That may be as long as she can. Some women can't go that long.
Okay.
10 minutes is sort of upper limit for some women.
Okay.
So it may be the condom and or that's just her natural time limit.
You can see it in her eyes that she's in pain?
Yeah, and I just another 15. Like,
oh, I sure.
She's okay.
All right.
I don't want to hurt her.
You're a good guy. What a nice guy.
Right, that just may be her point.
Okay.
You're going to have to squeeze it off a little sooner than that. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Stop spanking it so much, dude.
That's what it is.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Good times.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I really think for women, it's like, it's really a tantamount to skipping rope or running in place for guys.
The burn.
No, what I mean is like people talk about having sex all night long and stuff, but, you know, just skip rope for 8 minutes nonstop. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. You know, see how you feel.
Isn't it nice though to get a call like that after all the other calls where it's like, you know, healthy couple, just, you know, sometimes it hurts when you have sex too long. Well, don't do it too much. Okay.
Right.
Thanks.
I care about her. I pull out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hurt her.
Wasn't the advice that don't jack off somebody?
Yeah. Well, that was my advice. But that's my advice for everything.
Yeah. Daniel?
Seems to help me.
What's up?
You're 19.
Yeah. Well, my first problem is, my right testicle. It's getting smaller than my left one.
You sure the left one's not getting bigger?
No, it's like, no. Well, no, it's,
because there are many more reasons for a testicle to get big than there is for a testicle to get small.
Right.
That's just very funny to me.
That's tripping me out, because I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years, and since I hit puberty, my doctor's been telling me to feel my testicles, you know, check for, you know, cancer and stuff.
Does he tell you to do it in front of him?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No, but well, he tells me to, you know, check my testicles, and I've been checking them. But lately, I feel like my left one, it's getting smaller to me. Well, to me, it feels smaller than my left one. But it's not like I could compare them like before, and they were both the same size.
And well, I suspect that one's getting bigger.
One's getting bigger?
Yeah, and there's all kinds of reasons that can happen. You could have a hernia, you could have cysts, you could have epididymitis. And you just, you know, you've seen a change, so it's time to go back to your doctor, let somebody who's trained in feeling these things take a look.
Daniel, you sound a little like anxious. A hypochondriac.
Yeah,
a little anxious.
I've been waiting like for 40 minutes.
So. No.
No, I just mean in life. Are you worried about things?
Well, I just finished school, so.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
so you're paranoid. I understand. I remember what it was like when I graduated.
You finished school. Immediate paranoia.
I just finished my freshman year.
I see.
So.
Right. Oh, after freshman year, that's when the paranoia really started. Yeah.
Oh, and my other question was, I'm not circumcised.
See.
Yeah. So when I have sex, it like I go real fast, which sucks for my girlfriend, but I go real fast. It
has nothing to do with circumcision.
It's nothing to do with circumcision. Because I was told. Well, I guess I was wrong then. And I was wondering, what can I do? What can I do to you know keep going?
Got a lot of energy on the Pepe.
Yeah,
a lot of energy there.
Hey. You know when Joe was saying not to whack off so much?
No, I think maybe you should do it a little more. I called before. I didn't get through with you guys, but I called before, and he told me to do that. And I'm the kind of guy that can't. It takes forever, and I can't. I got all the visual stuff. I just can't do it.
Wait a minute. You come too quickly when you're with a woman?
With my girlfriend.
But you can't ejaculate?
I can't masturbate.
You mean you've never done it?
No, I have, like, when I was younger, but I can't do it anymore. Since I've been with my girlfriend, I cannot. I could try as much as I want, and it doesn't happen. I'll be doing it for 15 minutes and get real bored. I just don't have patience.
I'm getting anxious just listening to
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Daniel, what do you wash your hands a lot and do a lot of compulsive behaviors?
No. Well, I just drink Starbucks, so I'm kind of a little, you know.
Wired, right, a little.
Plus, with the graduation from the sophomore year.
Freshman year.
Are you doing speed?
No, no, no. I haven't touched it. I don't do any drugs, drink, or anything.
All right. But you don't do any drugs or drink because you're worried you're going to get cancer. It's going to kill you, right?
No. Look, I'm not crazy, dude. I'm being serious. Like, I'm a little hyper because of the Starbucks frappuccino, but that's it.
Hey, Daniel?
Yeah.
Unless they put methamphetamine in the Starbucks,
that's scandalous, dude.
It would not do this to you, okay?
And man, it's $6 as is. Imagine if they started putting meth in there. It'd probably be like $140 a cup. Hey, Daniel?
Yeah.
Why don't you see if you can work out the beating off thing? That seems to be a symbolic hurdle in your life. Yeah. I think if you could figure that one out, a lot of other things would clear up
for you.
That's
really bizarre. Do you do it without visual assistance?
No, I do it with visual assistance, and I go sometimes, but not all the time. Like, I'm just impatient.
Wow, yeah. That's called anxious, Daniel. That's what we're talking about. You are extremely anxious, man. Yes.
The thing is,
hey.
Go ahead.
Stop the denial, really.
No.
You're so anxious.
No.
Dude, you're like part hummingbird.
Yeah, exactly. And then you need to get command of things a little bit. You need command of yourself.
I've never been on the radio either. So all right,
I know. Okay. You had the cappuccino. You just graduated your freshman year. You've never been on the radio. You've been on hold for 40 minutes. Even with all that factored in.
That factors in most of our callers.
At least you're not a Wiccan.
That's true.
But you are an anxious guy.
And you need to get command of your own sexual functioning, is what Joe's telling you. You need to be in control of the ship a little bit here.
As guys go, anxious does not translate into good sex, as far as guys go.
Especially Pop goes the weasel, right? That's his problem.
I can't imagine he can't control himself with his girlfriend, but cannot coax an orgasm out of himself. I could never hang with this guy. Never. I just don't respect him, man. Sorry, brother.
Nothing in common.
Rosa? Yeah, what would we talk about?
Really? Well, sure.
Wiccans.
Rosa, you're 18.
Yeah. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I was planning on getting my nipples pierced, and I had previously had like an eyebrow piercing, and it got like clogged. And, like, it had pus inside, so then I had to take it off.
Listen, that's not clogged. That's infected.
Okay. It didn't get all nasty. It just, like, before, like, I had liquid coming out or whatever.
Well, look, the eyebrow and the belly button are the most commonly rejected piercings. Mm-hmm. And whether or not that rejection is part of an infectious process or whether it's secondarily infection, it's all sort of moot. You had a rejection.
But, hey, Drew, some people are more... Their bodies are more hospitable to foreign objects.
Yes, that's probably true.
So if one rejected it already, has a history of rejection, wouldn't you think that they have a greater increased chance of rejection in another area?
Or if it's due to infection, you'd assume that same bacteria is present elsewhere in the skin. So you'd say definitely a belly button would reject. The question is, would something like a nipple reject?
Hey, Rosa?
Mm-hmm.
Why with the nipple rings?
Why? I don't know. It's just something I want.
How's life going for you?
It's going good.
Yeah? You got a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Does he want that?
No. I brought it up.
Well, does he like it now that you brought it up?
He said he'd pay for it.
So he wants it? I mean, he'd like to see you that way?
Well, I guess.
What would that do for you?
I don't know. I like piercings. And
why?
Why? I don't know. I like how they look.
All right.
But isn't it important to know why you're doing things in life? Just a little bit?
Yeah, when you're shoving a barb through your nipples, right?
Just have a sense of why you're doing that, other than, hey, I was bored. It looked good.
Don't you think that's, without sounding too condescending here, isn't that just the essence of doing stupid ass? Not really having a clear-cut motivation.
You know what? I would think that for a guy, it's more normal to get a nipple. I mean, I don't have one. I don't even know any dudes that have them. But I think for a guy, the nipples are less sexual. You know, yeah. For a woman, to pierce it, I think, is a little weirder.
Well, maybe that's why it's pierced, because of the sexual.
Yeah, but it, like, ruins it.
Yeah, I think as a guy, I think it's kind of freaky.
Who wants to suck on a nipple with, like, a piece of metal on it, you know?
Well,
that's just weird.
Rose's boyfriend. All right, Rosa.
But he doesn't. It's not his idea. He just said he'd pay for it.
Right. Hey, Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're 18. Sometimes you do stuff when you're 18 that you regret later on, and this may be one of them. But if you want to do it, do it. You can always take it out.
Yeah, it's not like tattooing your face. Don't
well,
do that.
You know, we've seen scarring that
but,
permanently.
Yeah, with your history.
Yeah.
Does it mess up the sensitivity?
It can mess up all kinds of things.
Oh, Rosa, you don't want that.
Plus, the other part of Joe's argument is for guys, nipples are sort of, I don't know, superfluous.
Yeah,
there's nothing. They don't do anything. A woman theoretically has to use them as a part at a certain point in her childbearing years, right?
Yeah. But I have a friend. My friend Brian says that his, my friend in New York, Brian, not my friend, my friend in L.A., Brian, I hope he's not listening and thinking, what? But I have a friend in New York who says that his nipples are like a girl's nipples, like a chicken touching nipples,
Adam.
And he freaks
that's
out.
That's Adam.
I like it. I have sensitive nipples.
Now, but this guy, freaks out.
Oh, what do you freak out?
I'm like, oh. Seriously, it's like a woman's nipples. Like, it's really sexual.
I like a little nipple play myself.
You're not
but,
that bad, though, are you?
No, but I have those huge areolas, those big saucer-sized areolas.
Big silver dollars. He said women touch his nipples, and he just boing. He said it's just like a woman's nipples.
There's a handful of women who have almost no sensation in their nipples, and there's a handful of guys who have a lot of sensation. I wonder if God didn't just switch the nipples on a few people.
Just misplaced them?
Yeah, right. This batch of chick nipples got put on this guy by mistake and vice versa. I think that may have gone
on. That's very possible, because you ever seen a dude like with no shirt on who's got really big nipples and it like looks really creepy?
Yeah.
You know, like a guy at the beach or something, like, yo, dude, what's up there?
Scary part's when you get turned on. Josh?
Hey, Dr. Drew Adam.
Yeah. Hey, and Joe Rogan.
How's it going, Joe?
What's going on, man?
Joe from News Radio, right?
That's me, dude.
Excellent. Got a question for you. Actually looking for a little direction. Been dating a girl just a few times, and kind of strange when we're dating. I guess we're going out, and it's... She's made it very obvious, very apparent that she doesn't want to be touched. And listening from the show a lot, you know, I suspected some sort of sexual abuse or something. So anyway, it continued, just thought no big deal, and took her out a couple more times. And finally, it kind of came out that she's been, well, how did she put it? She's been raped and molested by guys.
How did she put that?
She put it in a poem.
Yeah.
It wasn't poem form.
Don't you hate that part of the date? I mean, that part of the relationship. We've all had them, you know, stuff's going great. You guys think you're hitting it off. You're on your like fifth date, and all of a sudden she gives you that.
Drops the bomb.
Yeah, listen, I think you should know something. You almost want to just plug your ears and go running out because you're thinking this cannot, whatever it is, it's not good. But,
yeah.
All right, so she told you that. Now, how many dates have you been on with her?
Three.
Yeah, and have you kissed her?
No, that's another problem, and I think that's obviously tied to the...
Well, she won't let you touch her, you said.
Why does she want to go out, though?
Well, I don't know. I guess my question would be, you know, because I haven't dated a lot of girls in the past that have had this problem.
Have you dated a lot of girls at all?
Well,
you would call it dating, but we wouldn't call it dating.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a virgin, dude?
I don't know.
Honestly, are you a virgin?
No, not.
No,
but almost, right?
Do I have that tone that you're looking for on the
Well, no. You know what you're doing is you're sort of hanging around a dry well, hoping that something's going to happen, and that's a slightly desperate move for a guy.
Well, it's been three dates, and I haven't really pressured it because she's kind of set it up as, hey, I don't really feel comfortable with that. I mean, it's not that she doesn't want to be touched at all. She just feels uncomfortable.
Is she good looking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very, very good looking.
That's what I love about guys, too. They're a little weighted out.
Well, my question being is
this is one of those guys that has spins webs about it. I got a million thoughts about this one and how to make it work I'm hanging out.
You putting a plan together, Josh?
No, I'm looking for direction from you guys.
Okay.
Well, do you guys have fun other than the no kissing part?
Yeah, we have a good time.
So why don't you just be friends with her, dude?
Well, I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, see, he's huge.
But what purpose? You're not going to.
Purpose.
How old is she, Josh? Purpose. How old is she?
She's 24.
Oh, my God.
And how old are you, dude?
I'm 25.
He's 25.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's probably going to be hard because I don't know what type of abuse or how long, that kind of stuff. But I mean, is this something that can be worked through, something that I should give it a chance, or should I run screaming?
You should run screaming, but okay, here's the problem. A lot of women that were abused are either hypersexual or shut down. Unfortunately, Josh, I hope you're sitting down. You probably, if she's 24, she probably just finished her hypersexual period and said, no more of that. No more three ways. No more filming it. No more more simulated lesbian act. Right. Now I'm shutting down business.
Now I got to find a nice guy and not have sex.
Right. You may be that guy. But here's what you should say to her. I think you should say to her, look, you know, I like you. And I'd like, you know, as long as we're moving forward, that's fine. But if you're not trying and you're not working and we're just at a standstill here, then forget it.
Dude, let me ask you a question. On the food chain, are you guys on the same branch?
The numbers.
I would say so.
Really? So you're a good-looking dude?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Come on.
I do okay.
Dude, nobody knows you. You're on the radio. Seriously, you good-looking dude?
Numbers talk.
Are you as good-looking as she is a good-looking woman?
I'd probably be stepping up maybe a couple rungs in the looks department, maybe.
Right.
Because otherwise you wouldn't really be chasing this.
Yeah, right. Probably not. But
yes, Joe is right. It's good to step up 1 to 1.5 rungs, but if you step up like 3 rungs, then you just become a whipping boy.
Unless you're a producer.
Right. Well, no, hires your rung.
You're allowed to step 10 rungs.
No, but he's already up the rungs. Oh. You see?
So you can get away with it because you're a producer.
Ah, I see.
That factors in.
Give the lecture, please.
Okay.
I understand. I see. You don't have to do the math
thing. Yes.
I understand.
All right. So, Josh?
Flee.
No, yeah, I'm not saying flee, but be honest with yourself. You really are just after having sex with this girl. And if that is your goal, then be honest. That's what you're trying to do with this poor woman. And it's not going to be a gratifying situation. You're probably going to get dragged in more than you wish you had. She doesn't know where she's at in relationship. She's not clearly into something with you. It's going to be very confusing, very tumultuous. If you're up for that, it's going to feel rather empty and desperate, even now we hear that.
And as we know from doing this show, that what you want may just be the first step in a hellish journey.
Yeah,
right. I mean, this is a woman with a lot of issues. And
now, should you abandon her? No. But Joe said you can be her friend.
Right.
That's fine. But look, you've got your own agenda going here, and it's about having
sex. But you know what happens if he is a friend? She's going to warm up again like a year later while he's got a girlfriend, then she's going to kick back in. And
right.
And he missed the boat, and he's mad at you.
All right. But you know she was screwing like a banshee just 6 months earlier and decided no more.
Is that the case with all of them, or some of them shut down from the get-go?
Some shut down
at the beginning, and then they hit a phase. There's usually a crazy sexual phase.
Well, he seems like a nice guy, so let's hope that she never went through that phase.
The ones that shut down from the get-go usually only have it in for guys that are a-holes.
All right, let's take a break. Joe Rogan is here. We'll be back.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Joe Rogan is our guest tonight.
Yo.
You can find Joe tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on NBC with his new show, Fear Factor. I knew it would come to me eventually. All right. We ready to go and take some more calls?
Let's do this. As long as mentioning Fear Factor, let's do that.
All right. Let's talk to Tony. Tony?
Yes.
What's up?
Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla, you guys are the...
Oh, whoa. Well, not allowed to say that, sir.
Oh, Tony. Right, are we still there, Tony?
I'm going to put him on hold for a second. Actually, we have the world's dumbest callers. I've said it many times.
Well, at least he was complimentary.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend have been pretty intimate for a while now, and we're not having sex or anything, but we'll, like, dry hump and things.
Sure.
And I've never ejaculated.
Dude, are you hiding in a closet right now?
No, in my bedroom.
Dude, you're 19?
Yeah.
You're living at home?
Yeah, it's kind of pathetic, but
okay,
whatever.
That's all right.
It's
better than 39.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Better than 39, I said.
Yeah.
19's not bad.
All right.
Yeah, but I was wondering, even though I don't ejaculate, I still have the pre-cum issue.
Yeah.
I don't know the technical term, but...
Pre-cum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I was wondering, what are the chances of impregnating her?
Without putting your penis in her vagina?
Kind of about like a quarter of an inch, not even that much.
So you're halfway in it?
No.
You just put it in a little bit?
That was a little like small penis
I'm like
humor
a
40th there.
40th in her, okay, man.
Oh, sorry, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
You're going to
listen,
perk up.
The tip part is the working end, the business end, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just
so
like
unless you're backing in.
You have to dunk your balls in there, and that's safe. That's
yeah.
The move.
I mean, the pre-cum gets in the vagina, that's it. Boy, that's a possible pregnancy. So if that happens, you should be taking the morning after pill.
Okay, and...
By the way, let me stop for a second.
All right.
The president of the ACOG, the American Academy of Obstetric and Gynecology, finally has come forward and said that all women of childbearing age should have a prescription for the emergency contraception on hand in their
really?
House.
Really? Wow, yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. Damn it, that is the way to prevent pregnancy, unwanted pregnancy, the way to prevent abortion. It's not an abortion pill. We're not talking about RU486. They're also suggesting that it be over the counter throughout the country. ACOG.
Well, listen, this, by the way, now hold on a second. I got to go on a mini rant here. I was watching one of my heroes, Dr. Kevorkian, on 60 Minutes a Night. I think it was a repeat, but there's some poor guy's got some palsy and he's spastic and he's swimming in his own. Not Kevorkian, the guy he kills. Yeah, you know, he's swimming in his own saliva each time he tries to talk and breathe and stuff. And this guy gives him a shot of something and we got to lock this 71-year-old guy up. And I just thought, here's all I want to say. There's certain things you have to know are going to be gone in 50 years.
Yeah.
Such as, it's almost like, it was so, like, separate drinking fountains for blacks.
Hey.
And all that kind
look
of
at the
stuff,
people.
That Jim Crow stuff. You had to know that, how long is this going to last? Are we really going to stick with this as a nation? Yeah. And I got to believe that stuff like this morning after pill and you needing a prescription to get it and it being outlawed in certain places or certain places not carrying them, it's all going to be gone within the next 5 years.
I'm sure. You know what?
Although I said that about weed in 79. Yeah. And I'm still wrong.
I think you're more likely to see euthanasia than blanket availability of the emergency contraception.
Really?
You saw the resistance, the crazy thinking that goes into that.
Well, that's from crazy right-to-life bitches who, you know, need a good screwing.
Well,
and by the way, whatever happened to that? Remember when guys used to do that? There was some chick who was real bitchy, and you'd go, she needs a good screw. Right. I like that. Like,
Dom Herrera does a great joke about that, about fixing her.
Yeah, guys used to do that. You know what would fix her? No, not therapy, Bob. A good banging.
Yeah.
A good banging.
Dom Herrera does a really good joke.
Men have full, clear understanding
that.
Of women. Go ahead. What is the joke?
Oh, I can't remember how it goes, but that's somewhere along the lines of one of his dumb friends going, you know what she needs? She just needs a good stabbing. You know, one of those things. Like, she was, like, thanking the guy, like, all along. You know, I thought that I needed to go to school and get an education. Really, all I needed to get, you know, banged really hard. Now
turns
I feel
out,
terrific.
Right.
I'm very successful now. I'm a lawyer.
Sure.
All my anxieties are gone.
I had people tell me I needed a 12-step program. Turn one good pork in. That's all I needed. All right, so...
The abortion thing's a very tricky thing. I think the way to get George Bush to approve abortion is to get his drunk daughter pregnant. And I think that's a good move, because I think she's probably pretty easy.
Yeah,
if
Joe...
If you get, like, a big black guy to do it, I think he would change right away. I've been promoting this for a couple of months now.
Right.
Because I know she's a drunk. And
bring it close to home.
I think we could do it. I think we could pull it together.
Who are you thinking? Like an Arsenio type or Sinbad?
Yeah, Noel Sinbad's... No, he's terrible.
Shaq.
He's not funny.
Shaq type?
Yeah, like a Shaq guy. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
You know, who's the guy who's the guy that plays for Philly that barely speaks English?
Oh,
Mutombo?
Yes.
Yeah,
that guy. Get that guy to do it. Or, you know, like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson would be an excellent candidate.
Right.
You know.
So he gets
or Vander Holyfield. He likes to, you know,
he's got a
women.
Feel. Right.
Yeah. And then, you know.
He likes to.
He does.
Well, there's two things he loves.
In wedlock, out of wedlock, whatever.
He loves Jesus and he loves banging chicks other than his wife.
He does like that. He does like that.
All right.
Men are just beautiful instruments, aren't they?
Josh, yeah.
See how we went from pre-cum to that?
Instruments of grace and God. Yes, Josh, what's going on?
Yeah,
sorry, dude.
So Josh was the dry hump pregnancy risk. And you're not really dry humping when your penis goes in the vagina, okay? That's not dry humping anymore. I don't care if it's a quarter
it's
inch.
It's my kind of dry
I don't
humping.
Care if it's a centimeter.
Okay.
You're in.
Okay. And I have a question. I've heard that there's only like 3 or 4 days where girl can get pregnant during the month.
Yes, the problem is you don't know when those 3 days are.
I don't. This is the day of the end of her period.
You don't know when those 3 days are.
No, unlikely. It is less likely during that time.
Certainly very less, very much less likely, but you really don't know.
Why aren't you having sex, Josh?
I heard you guys talking about this, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, but I'm a really, really bad Christian.
No kidding.
So I find, you know, like, loopholes and stuff, like, don't break the cherry and do it in the butt kind of stuff.
Oh, dude, not, hey!
Hold on, you're not.
Are you really? You're doing it in the butt? Loopholes.
No, I haven't done that yet.
He's aiming for that.
That's right, next step.
You gotta have
lube it up with the quarter inch, and then the
program.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah. Why don't you just prepare for sex and, you know, acknowledge what you're actually doing here?
Yeah, why are you a Christian? Are you a Christian because you believe in it, or is it the way you were raised?
I'm a really horny Christian, basically. I mean, I still believe in it, but
you really believe that you're not supposed to be horny? That's ridiculous. Come on, isn't it ridiculous? Can't you believe in God and still have some sex?
Yeah, but I don't really want to.
Before marriage?
A big step.
Are you going to marry her?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, what do you figure you were doing when you put your penis in her vagina?
Well, I haven't broken her.
Oh, that's not... Yeah, good. That's not sex.
Wait a minute.
Crazy?
How old is she?
She's 19 also.
How do you figure she has a cherry?
How do I figure?
Yeah. At 19, she won't have one.
She won't?
No. Yeah. So what you did was had sex with her. A technical, you know, but putting sex is violating the plane of the opening of the vagina.
How old is a woman when, I mean, their cherry goes away when they get older?
They usually kind of
the
opens
hymen,
up. Yeah,
just water skiing, horseback riding, weird uncle. they usually go.
It's mostly gone.
Bathtub accidents.
Right. It's mostly gone by 19.
Mostly.
All right. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, God does not like sinners, but you know what he hates? He hates retards.
And people
and
lie to themselves.
You're a retard, and you're lying to yourself.
Just have some sex.
Please. I'll tell you the problem with religion in a nutshell. Here's a guy, Josh. He's trying to stick close to his faith, yet he's got a boner the size of Montana. So what's he do? Well, he doesn't have a condom, and she's not on the pill, and there's no birth control to be found because they're good religious
they're
people.
They're not having sex.
Meanwhile, he's putting the business end of his penis in her, and she will then get pregnant because of his religion, essentially.
If he has to marry her.
A good atheist would say, hey, look, we're getting it on. Let's go get some condoms and do it. All right.
Even an agnostic.
Tony, that's right.
What's up?
You're 25. What's up?
My question was for Joe, actually.
That's right. No more cussing, though, right?
Right. In relation to the show, Fear Factor, cool show. Want to know how you guys audition people to get on the show.
Well, I didn't have any part in it, but there's a very thorough psychological examination, a physical examination they had to go through. They set up stands at, like, concerts and stuff, asking people if they want to be on the show.
I would love to see the psychological profiles they do.
A lot of people got booted.
I know.
I'm not surprised.
But they went through all this in Big Brother, too, and it's like...
It's not that... What do you mean?
It screens for, like, overtly unstable people.
Yeah, well, anyone who wants to be on a show like this is unstable.
Yeah, you're getting buried in rats.
They're all attention freaks. You know?
Right.
There's three types of people doing a show. There's either the serious attention freaks, or there was a couple of people who were, like, the ones that were my favorite, where people were like, man, my life is boring, and I'm always shy, and I just want to do something crazy. And they were like, you were rooting for them, because they were the ones who were the most scared. And then the other people were like, dude, I just want to win 50 grand. Like, what do I got to do?
So, Tony, you going to try it?
Oh, I would love to.
Well, we filmed all these 9, and that's it for this season. But if they do it again, you'll be able to...
Tony's calling from Culver City. I think what he's angling for is to come down here and sign up with Joe tonight.
And jump off the roof onto a hay bale.
You know what's great about guys who watch TV, too? They figure the host is also the executive producer and the writer and the network.
Network executive,
Dude, hook me up.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, you want to host Jeopardy while you're at it?
Yeah, you're in, man. You're in. Can't you help me?
You know, it's weird. I was just thinking about, though, like, when we grew up, we were watching TV. It was like, there was no normal people on TV. It was like sitcoms.
Right.
You weren't going to be on Maude or The Jeffersons
or
Wonder Woman. You knew it. But, I mean, now, if you're watching TV and you're watching all of this reality-based stuff, and, you know, you can't quite do the math. You don't know that they, you know, have to turn down 2 million yeah. applicants to get on Survivor or whatever. But you're sitting there and you're watching Road Rules, and you're watching all these shows, and you're going, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. Like, I'm going to get on. I'm going
to
do it.
Also, the stuff we used to get about, like, for instance, MTV. It's like, hey, well, what's, you know, what's
right.
going on over there?
You know, it was great. Yeah, people, when we were on MTV, people would be like, hey, you know what you guys need? You need me as, like, a third host. Yeah. You know why? Well, I haven't really been around, but I'll tell you, I'm funny. My friends love me. The guys I work with at the mill.
I got a few notes for you guys.
And I got some ideas, man.
Yeah, your show's good, but what you need to do is this. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right, thanks. But also they think, like, we're going to go into MTV and go, hey, there's this guy, Stu. What's your last? Stu Abramowitz. I don't know. What have you done? Oh, it's not done anything. No, he works at a mill. But it seems like good people. We're thinking about just putting them on with us.
Okay. Well, I think people think if they just ask, you know, you never know. Like, you got to have balls in this business.
That's right.
You got to ask.
All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Joe Rogan is our guest tonight, Fear Factor. We'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Joe Rogan has joined us tonight. Fear Factor is the name of his new show, which will be on Monday night. And I was going to say that's tonight for those of you who are hearing it in a day delay, but the show's over if you're hearing it in a day delay, so don't worry about it. You can catch it next Monday, and it's on NBC, 8 o'clock. All right, let's hop back to the phones and speak to Chris, who's 16. Chris?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
All right. Weird cadence guy. What's up?
Not much. I actually have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
I have hair on my body except for my, like, pubic hair on my balls, and I can't figure out why, and neither can my doctor.
Pubic hair on your balls?
Well, on my like, privates, you know? There's nothing there.
So around, like, on your pelvic area?
No, the whole thing, like from like underneath my belly button to all the way down.
Okay.
Say pelvic area again.
Yeah. Okay, place. Pelvic area. But listen, that he's 16. I'll give him a break.
All right.
That the hair there is actually more mediated, as I understand, by the adrenal glands than the testes. Did your puberty come on real late?
No, not as I know.
When it started, how did it start? Do you remember?
Not really.
Did you get hair somewhere in particular, or did you?
I got hair underneath my arms, and
that's where you got it first.
Yeah, I just don't have anything down there at all.
Do you have any other medical problems?
I have a medical problem.
Do you have any other medical problems?
Oh no, not really.
Do you have low blood pressure?
No, I have ADD.
ADD. You want medication for that?
Yeah, well, Wellbutrin.
How long have you been on that for?
Probably about 6 months.
No, so that wouldn't be it.
Your doctor doesn't seem to care about this.
Not really.
I would ask to see an endocrinologist. I really would. Because to me, it's part of adrenal function. There's something maybe, because something called congenital, well.
Listen, sure. I say enjoy it while you can. That I have a lot of hair down there. It's a nuisance.
Yeah, the
it gets caught and stuff. Yeah. It smells more. It holds the smell in. Makes your penis look smaller because it's the ground around it is higher now with the pubic patch. I say enjoy it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I have a comment for you, too. You said that girls couldn't get orgasms very good when they're under the age of 18.
That's common, yes.
Not normally.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she's good for like 4 or 5
Yeah, the multi-orgasmic women usually will come out early. So that like under 5% that will be multi-orgasmic their whole life or have no problem under the age of 18.
And understand when you listen to the show, we always throw out the low score and the high score. We're talking about everything in
between.
It's
a curve.
There are women who are multi-orgasmic, and then there are women who'll never have an orgasm. But what we're talking about is sort of the middle ground, the majority. Let's talk to Ashley, who's 15. Ashley?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not too much.
Yeah? Turn your radio down, goofball.
I say turn it down. Duh.
Duh.
Oh, I forgot about the duh. Hey, do you throw in the doy every once in a while?
Doy.
Doy.
Doy's the best.
The duck could be replaced by doy or sometimes followed with a doy if it was real egregious.
You never
hear
any of those.
Doy.
All you hear is the more common doe. Don't.
I think it's a Simpson thing. Yeah. Hey, did you guys have friends who would actually beat on themselves, their chests and stuff? Like my friend Ray, when he would do the duh or doy, they'd do that spastic retard beat, like duh, he like pound
That's
on
right.
himself.
Or That's hit right. themselves in the head.
Right. All right, Ashley.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My boyfriend like fingers me and I pee.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an orgasm at that time?
No, I'm just about to orgasm.
Yeah. Well, he may be just sort of irritating your urethra to the point that it can't hold the urine back any further. It might be you have something called female orgasmic incontinence, which
what is that?
It's women pee when they have an orgasm.
Now, is that what that is? The female ejaculation?
No, that's different. That's female different. Ejaculation.
What is that?
That's female ejaculation.
But what is that? What's coming out?
The fluid from the glands in that area.
Yeah, that's good.
And like
have you had that?
No, yeah. I never have.
Have
I've
have
heard
it?
Of it. I have a friend who's experiencing that currently, and he's very shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Not turned on by it?
He's not digging it.
Yeah, I keep telling Drew that.
Yeah,
I think guys are mostly impressed when they can do something to a woman.
He
I
said it's
like
very
that.
Inconsistent in its taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. You can't control it. You can't get out of the way from
and
it.
And he doesn't really know exactly what it is, and he's just not sure if he's being urinated on. It's like,
is it possible that he gets urine, on Wednesday and on Thursday gets just the glandular
I
stuff?
That's true, yeah, sure.
Hey, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, so is he being very vigorous in his finger banging?
No, not really.
The other thing is you could have a urine infection. The whole area could be irritated, so it would be worth seeing a doctor just to make sure your urine's not infected. And him smashing around down there is a good way to get a urine infection.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Does he have clean nails?
Yeah.
It's funny, when we hear about a guy finger-banging a 15-year-old and he's 16, we look at it as that he's stolen her vagina and he's joyriding it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You picture him hopping the curb and running over some trash cans in it. Yeah. Going by neighbors with a bat, knocking the mailbox off. Yeah.
He's out of control.
Well, you don't really know. It really is like a 16-year-old with a vagina. You might as well have the guy just drive a tank or a Humvee for the military or backhoe or something. You know, I mean, he could do damage.
Yep.
He does not know his way around that. He's joyriding. Vanessa?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, in January, I had a boyfriend that I was going out with for a few weeks. And, I had sex with him a few times. And I still, I felt like I was in love with him. I don't know if I really was or not. But he ended up dumping me. And I went through a whole stage of, depression and all of that, and then I thought I was over it, but I still have feelings for him.
How long ago did this all happen?
January.
The breakup?
Yeah.
So you...
And I see him around town and stuff, and, it still hurts that
sure.
I'm not with him because I felt so strongly about him.
He doesn't go to school with you?
No, he's 20.
Ooh. New. Yeah. And when is your birthday?
August.
You'll be 17?
Yeah.
All right. And so you're bare, a young 16, and you're banging around with this 20-year-old guy?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. I met him through some friends, and I just...
When you're 20, you're going to look back at this guy at this age and go, oh, my God, what a loser this guy is.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
All right. And what are you going to do? Are you going to graduate and go to college somewhere?
I don't really know yet.
All right. Well, look, you gave the guy... Did you lose your virginity to him?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
Last October.
All right. And where's that guy?
He's in my math class, actually. He doesn't even talk to me.
Yeah.
It was just...
You're getting some bad choices in guys here, Vanessa.
Yeah, well...
Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
At home.
Yeah. Is he a good guy?
I don't think so.
All right. We don't think so either.
Yeah, that's all that counts. Why isn't he a good guy?
He's always been this
real big jerk to me. I don't know.
Right. You're choosing other jerks to now to get along with.
Right. The bigger jerk your dad is, the bigger the jerks you choose. Yeah. So
he doesn't, you know, I mean, he's trying really hard. I mean,
yeah, but you're choosing, realize that you don't have to go after guys that are a-holes like your dad.
Right. Nice. And understand that your antenna got bent a long time ago, and that even if your dad is being a good guy now, which is good,
yeah, better,
it's still going to affect your choices that you make in men.
Be careful with guys that you feel you have to go after, that you're really attracted to. Listen to that little instinct you've got in your voice, an internal voice that goes, no, not one of these guys again. Yeah, listen to that. Don't do that.
Really?
Find somebody that's not quite so exciting.
You have one of those at 16?
Yeah, you do.
I didn't even have an external voice at 16. You have an internal and external?
Yeah.
All right. No anal voice? Well, wait, I had one of those.
Anal whisper.
Nina?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was on birth control for 2 years, and I just got off of birth control about a month ago, and now my period's late. So I'm wondering if that's normal.
Takes about 6 months to normalize.
There you go. Let's talk to Marie.
Hi.
32?
Yes.
Father on methadone?
Well, my father's had a long history with back pain. He's had a surgery on his back.
Yeah, we don't trust him.
Well,
that's junky.
I'm the oldest of 11 also.
Oof.
And the reason why I think it's methadone is because I have a friend who's told me about it. She works in a pharmacy, and also from listening to you, I've learned a lot too. So.
All right. So what's the question?
Well, he has these big, like quarter-sized purple things on his legs, and he also has some open sores, and they're starting to come all over his body.
Huh.
Yeah,
I have something strange also to say. He was in the bathroom recently. I had him over, and he was, you know, kind of compulsively almost going at these open sores.
Right, he's doing speed.
Oh, my God.
That's what that is, Picker's syndrome, it's called.
He tells me, this is going to really freak you out. He tells me, and this is so strange, he thinks there's bugs.
Yeah, no, he's on stimulants.
He's doing speed.
Oh. He's doing
and
speed.
And he thinks he can find a bug inside of
it. I know. They think they have hairs in there. They think they have glass in there, all kinds of stuff.
This is really weird for me.
Okay, but hey, listen.
It's a red flag for me.
It's a Picker syndrome. He's on drugs. He needs to be treated. This will not stop without that.
He has a doctor who, I guess, has been known to give lots of narcotic.
Well, he's getting lots
of it. He has Elvis's doctor.
And my mom.
Hey, Murray, listen, screwball. You need to go to Al-Anon or Al or whatever.
I'm not really having trouble with myself. I'm very stable.
This idiot's got 11 kids.
I know.
Listen, I know he's your dad and you love him, but someone should have put a bullet in that MF-er's head after kid number 7.
You know, he's losing his mind, I think.
Good.
Marie, he's on drugs. He needs to be treated for that. He'll need to spend at least 3 months somewhere for this to clear up.
God bless Marie, who's 32 and has no idea what's going on with a freaked out drug addict dad. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. All right, everybody, that's it. Go see our friend tomorrow night, Joe Rogan, on NBC, 8 o'clock. Fear Factor's the name of the show. Joe?
Catch it before it's canceled.
No.
No.
You never know.
Big hit. I smell a hit.
One or the other.
Well, the thing about Joe is he just do stand-up and then do another show.
Do another hit?
Right. Thanks for coming in, Joe.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good to see you, and we'll see you again soon. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
No, I drink alcohol.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.